Steve, just when you thought, well, can't go to the gym, you know, because they're closed, and you think, well, there's a good excuse for sitting on the couch and eating more chocolate. Oh, no, 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 no. Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com, comes up with the huge statement, you got a chair, you got a gym. Rick, good morning.
Like an old 90s American commercial, isn't it? But it's very true, mate. And in this fifth lockdown now for Victorians, but it's mindset. So a lot, 15 minutes of time in your day. Don't just say, oh, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. And just pull out the old chair, get yourself some space, put some tunes in the background, and I'll give you your top three or four movements and go to YouTube if you need them. But the humble bench dip to get rid of the old canteen lady arms, brother, that's a cracker. So five times 10 reps of the old bench dip on the chair. So good for the triceps, good for your arms, Robbo. You'd love those ones.
I quite like my bingo wings.
Yeah, exactly. Keep them. They will. You will be surprised. Chuck the dips in a couple of times a month and you'll be loving it. So the bench dips are great. And again, don't have to overdo it, twice a week, but bench dips twice a week. You do that.
Did you say dim sims at some point?
Step
there?
Up. What's that? Sorry, buddy.
Did you say dim sims? I saw you say something about dip.
Oh, sorry, mate. No, I didn't say any dimmies yet. But the step up is another one. So the step up on a chair, the most functional of all movements. As soon as you can do six reps on each leg, stepping up, stepping down, strong through the glutes, strong through the hamstrings. That kind of stuff is golden, and again, twice a week. So if we're not putting this stuff off, then it just becomes a habit again. So dips, step-ups are magnificent, and just a simple squat, sit-down, stand-up, sit-down, stand-up.
God.
Legs on one leg.
Those step-ups, mate, I'm getting to an age where when I just try and stand up from sitting on a chair that I'm half a chance of falling over, you want me to do step-ups. God.
Are you actually saying step up onto a normal sort of like kitchen chair? Step up from the... That's quite a height for some people, I'd imagine, isn't it? Or are you saying to a stool? I think it sounds quite high to me. I must be getting the wrong idea.
Absolutely. So it depends on the size of the set. So you can get a tiny, obviously a stool, but a tiny chair or whatever the height is for you to work. So again, be resourceful around the household.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
If you can't step up on a high chair, of course, just get a little tiny footstool or whatever it's got to be. But there's ways we can do it, and it doesn't have to be. We don't have to make it complicated, and we just got to keep it really, really simple. The fact you said about the sitting up, standing down, Robbo, like it's that simple. If we start to retrain it, does come. And I guess I'm only here on a Monday to make sure we start to change people's perceptions of movement. It doesn't have to be this massive thing that they've got to build up. So if you're a lot 10 minutes out of your day, you do your dips, your squats and your step ups in 10 minutes, you're only going to do a couple of sets. Yeah. And don't forfeit at the first sign of discomfort or the first sign of breathlessness. We just stop, we take 30 seconds, we regroup and we go again. And we know that it does change. Like we continue to stay the course and do this stuff twice a week for 10 minutes. Like it's not much. And believe me, you were saying, Rob, how sitting up, standing down is a bit of an issue. It does change, mate. And we can, over the next 5 years, really change that, I promise.
Yeah. No, look, I agree. And I think the other thing, I saw a life coach some years ago, and he used to say, you know, set yourself goals that you want to do every day. And even if they're only small ones, so even if it is only 10 minutes of your day, you actually, it's the sense of well-being as well that you go, yeah, I did that. You know?
Achievement.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So because we are at home and it is at home and it's only one chair or one footstool or whatever it is, if you put yourself in the other side, if you bring the chair physically over to the other side of the room, you put some music on, you put some different clothes on, and you say for the next 10 minutes, just like six reps of each with a minute recovery, whatever it is, it really does change the whole trajectory of your day. And it, then in time, it just all adds up day on day, month on month.
Good on you. Hey, Rick, always good to talk, and we'll do so again next week.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, it's Rick Mirabella with some sound advice from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com.